As I said, this is the learn it section. And what I learned from my nylon and Velcro wallet business was patent it, protect your ideas, protect those million-dollar ideas. Sharon was coming from the other direction. She understood patenting and all this, but she helped another guy build his business into the multi-million dollar range. He sold the company. And what did you learn from that, Sharon?
Robert, what I learned was if I'm going to help build it, I'm going to own a piece of it. Many of our listeners out there will absolutely plug into that. As an employee, you work hard, you work those long hours, you help build the business, the owner sells the business, and you're either out of a job or you're still working long hours.
So that was your lesson, right?
It was a very big lesson. I said, I know I can do this. I've helped other people do it. And it's time for me to build my own BI triangle with the right team and the right concept with the right mission.
So here's Sharon, Kim, and I. We all come together on this fateful day with her husband and her daughter. We're sitting in Arizona. We're playing this board game. And the team, unbeknownst to me, is assembling. And I saw Sharon bringing to the table not only the accounting with the cash flow management skills, but also she understood the BI triangle already, as I did and as Kim did, of what it takes to put a team together with the leadership to make the product work. So the interesting thing was it was one of the most horrible days of my life, that beta test. Here's Sharon sitting at one table with her daughter, and another table is a bunch of other characters with her husband Mike playing the game. The game goes on, cash flow 101, goes on, and it's on, and nobody's winning except Sharon. And finally, the only person that understands the game and gets out of the rat race, as we call it, in cash flow 101 is Sharon. She goes, well, she's out. And then everybody says, yeah, but she's a CPA. She should get out of it. The rest of the people were complaining, whinging, moaning. I mean, I actually stopped talking to some of those people because they complained so much.
There was one group playing the game, and there's always one person that seems to dominate in many cases. And this one person who is just scared to death of investing, every time a deal would come up, he'd get a deal for a rental property. No, there's going to be a card that says the toilet breaks and you lose everything. Well, there's no such card. But in his mind, everything was so risky that he talked everybody out of every investment deal. So that table did not do one investment deal the entire game.
And it was not the table that Sharon was at, but
no,
her husband Mike was at this table.
This was a different table.
So we sent out the evaluations, and we get trashed. Game is terrible, takes too long, it's too hard, blah, 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 blah. And immediately, our product is going down in flames. We spent all this money, we got the patents, we did all this stuff we're doing. But the people hate our product. The only person that got out of the game was Sharon. And so I'm depressed. Kim's depressed. And our friends don't talk to us. They trash our product. And Kim and I leave for Hawaii. Meanwhile, Sharon is driving her daughter down to Tucson to take her to school. So tell us what happened after you left.
Well, Robert, we hadn't even gotten to the car. We literally left the room where we were playing the game, closed the door. We're walking down the hallway at the hotel where we were playing.
Well, that's right. You had to leave early.
So yes, we left early. We didn't get to the evaluation part. And in fact, I didn't know that for several weeks later. I'm jazzed about the game.
Yeah, and the only person that likes the game has left. And I don't know it, so the whole room is hating my product.
Of course, it helped that I did get out of the rat race. However, I was walking down the hallway with my daughter, waiting for her to start yelling at me because we're now an hour later than what I had told her we would get going. So here's the mother dreading the daughter jumping on her because we're late to drive to Tucson.
18-year-old daughter,
that's,
you know what,
right?
They can be like.
So I'm waiting for the axe to fall. And out of her mouth comes, wow, that was terrific, Mom. I learned more in the last 3 hours than I have in the last 4 years of school. No. You could have picked me up off of the walkway. I could not believe it. My daughter, who really had not ever gotten into the financial arena, wanted to learn more. She loved the game. At that moment, I knew it had a key. It had the key to help people change their lives financially.
And so now the team was coming together. I have my attorney, Michael. If you notice, at the base of the BI triangle is cash flow management. And I'm horrible at that. I know I'm horrible at that. But there's no excuse not to have it well managed. Here's Sharon, a CPA, as well as a CEO of a company. And so the thing that started to give me hope was at least, even though people hated the product, the team was coming together. And so Kim and I, we were standing in Honolulu. We flew immediately to Honolulu to find out whether or not we're going to build this product or not, because if we push the go button, it would have cost us about $150,000 to bring the product out of butcher block paper onto a full-blown product. And it was at Lanikai Beach in Honolulu. She and I would stand there, and I'd get up every morning and say, yes, yes, we're going to do it. And by that afternoon, no, no, we're not going to do it. And I was so yes, no, go, maybe, stop. The only thing that kept me going was that Sharon got out. Sharon liked the game. Or at least, you know, you seemed to like it. I hadn't talked to you yet. You want to see what that was like?
Well, every morning, our purpose for going to Hawaii was to decide whether we're going to push the button and go for the game or not go for it. And it's true. Every morning, we'd get up, have our coffee, walk on the beach. What do you think today? I think we should do it. Okay, great, we're going to do it. And we go running off. Then the next morning, have our coffee, go to the beach. What do you think? No, we shouldn't do it. So we did this for a week. And finally, at the end, we talked about everything. We talked about Sharon getting out. We talked about what needs to be done with the game. And by the time we left Hawaii, we had our decision. And the decision was, we're going to do the game.
So we took the money out. And sometimes, the poem on commitment, until one is committed, there's hesitancy, a chance to draw back, always in effectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there's one element and goes on and on and on. But you have to take that step. I mean, you have to take the step from the known into the unknown. And so that's leadership also. So Kim and I sat there. We thought of the mission. The mission was to elevate, humanity. We're already retired. We already had made most of our money. We were quite happy. I kept saying, why do I have to do this? And there's something inside of you, when it's your mission, was that we had to do it. It was not a choice. I know if I looked back upon my life and I should have done it, I would have done it, I could have done it, I would have hated myself. That's what my poor dad did. He was always woulda, shoulda, coulda, but he never took that step into the unknown. So at that point, until one is committed, there's hesitancy. I said, I'm tired of being hesitant. I'm tired of being afraid. And it's not what I've been taught. That's not leadership. At that point, the mission got too strong. We took the step. We ordered the game. And then we called Sharon up after that. And that's when we started to become friends. I really didn't know her that well. I always had this opinion of her as being a CPA, and she'd nail my little game because I'm not that good at it. But we called her up, and we started becoming friends. And I realized the more I interviewed her and talked to her, I began to understand more and more that she had the potential to be the leader of the team.